Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
No. Whatever God has to share, it is important and it is worthy of writing down. Our mind is a great place for birthing creativity, but it is the last place that you will want to store it. So I encourage you to gather your pens, your papers. I encourage you to put on a recording device so that you won't just allow this to go in one ear and out the other, because what we're about to share is going to help you even starting today. Even starting, some of you all will be tempted on this upcoming week, and it is the very words and message that we have now that is going to be able to help you have the victory in that temptation. So even now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this awesome time to be able to share the word of God with your people. I ask, Lord, that you will open up our minds and our hearts to receive what it is you are seeking from your throne room. And Lord, we ask even now that the word of God be planted on our heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, not a heart of thorns, but a heart of flesh, that we may absorb it and that it would do a complete work in our spirit, in our minds, in our will towards living for you. In Jesus' name, let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to jump right into it. Now, we always talk about how you need to have the victory. We always talk about how you got to be an overcomer. We always talk about making sure that you make the right decisions, because every decision that you make will place you on a path of prosperity or the path of poverty. It is so true. Even if it is your diet, every decision, when you know you need to eat some green leafy vegetables, when you know you need to cut back from those fried foods, every time you make a decision to eat that fried chicken and that fast food, it does place you on a path of poverty. You will become impoverished, because if you keep having a poor diet, you are going to become sickly. Your body won't be able to work at its maximum and it won't be optimum, and therefore you will have to take medicines and pharmaceutical help, and then that's also expensive for doctor visits and hospital visits. All of these things do work in your life. Every decision, if you make a decision to love the wrong person, it will put you on a path of poverty. We had somebody that paid for a session with us because they were just totally distraught. They got with a man, they made a decision to love a man, and the man married her and he left her, took the house, took the cars, took everything. She is on a path of poverty, and now she's looking, how can I make a right decision to be placed on a path of prosperity again? It doesn't matter what it is. If you're not doing what you need to do to rear up your children in the way they should go, teaching them in the way, you will definitely be placed on a path of poverty. People who do not instill what they need to in their children, the children come back around and they do great damage. They sometimes steal their identity. Some of them, they will rob their parents, and they would now literally bankrupt them. Amen. Some parents definitely are reaping the horrible situations of having to go into their own resources to pay for lawyers, to pay for, you know, all types of things related to law and judicial situations, because their children have gotten caught or have gotten caught in some type of criminal activity. It is very true. So this is why we at KCI, when we talk about it, it's all about empowerment. It is so true, because our definition of empowerment isn't just motivation to get you hyped up. We are not your hype man. We're not people that just come to inspire you. We are people who are coming with our definition of empowerment, which is gifting you with strategy, with wisdom, with kingdom principles, so that you, not me, not General Andrew, not the leadership team here at KCI, you as an individual can go out and make an informed decision. That's all our goal is. If you didn't know, let me put it in simple terms. Our only goal is to gift you with wisdom, strategy, with knowledge, so that you can go out there and make an informed decision. It's on you. If you make a decision where you are you know, hey, going to make a bad decision, a poor decision, a decision that actually, you know, will make a great consequence. I don't care. That's on you. But at least you knew what you were making. At least you knew when you decided to love him after we gifted you with all type of strategies and wisdom, you knew that that man did not love the Lord. So why did you think when you married him he was going to love you like Jesus loved the church? Well, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You knew that this dude had a temper problem. He was smoking weed. He was getting drunk and alcohol. If you knew that he did not have a prayer life in his life, why did you expect him to be the spiritual head of your home and be devastated by it? You knew he had a bad temper. You knew he cussed out his mama. So why in the world do you think that he would treat you like a queen? And why do you think that you would not get slapped? Because you knew he had a bad temper. So these are the type of things that we tell people. You can make a decision however you want, but at least you're going to know, because we're going to gift you with any type of information you need to make a good, informed decision. Now, whatever you decide, that's on you. So the same applies now. We're going to gift you with empowerment, with strategy, with wisdom, so that you can go out and make an informed decision. So we always talk about how you need to make good decisions, how you can have the victory, how you can just have the prosperity, the promotion, all of these blessings of God. But let me tell you something. If you ever look at other people and you say, wow, how are they getting so blessed? And how are they just not getting blessed one time? But it's a lifestyle. I don't know about you, but I want a lifestyle of continued blessings.
Me too.
Yes, I rejoice with anyone who gets a come up. I'm shouting like it was my come up. But I don't want you to just have a one-time come up. I want you to have a lifestyle of blessings. I'm telling you, every single day, every single week, every single month, God has given us a come up. God is definitely blessing the generals in our household. He is so true to the covenant, to the tithe in Malachi, the third chapter, when he talks about in the scriptures 8 through 12, but even towards the 12th scripture, he talks about how you will be a delightsome land. See, a lot of people don't even read all of the promises of a tither. He said, and I'm going to put it in paraphrase terminology, but he said, other people will look at you. And when they look at you, all they can declare is that you are blessed. For you are a delightsome land. A lot of people don't even understand that. So when I and my husband, when we look around, everywhere we go, people tell us we're blessed. Strangers tell us we're blessed. They say, oh, my goodness, I don't know. There's just something about you. You look very good. It looks like you are just well taken care of. And I said, it is all God, because I am a tither. Let me talk to you about that. We tell people about the promises. They are true. His word is yes and amen. He don't need to put I swear. He don't need to put no type of extra promises. All he needs to say is that I will do it, and he's going to do it. We are delightsome land here in our kingdom. See, we have a kingdom. I don't know if your imagination is going there, but you have a kingdom as well. Whatever it is, I don't care if you are having one bedroom in your sister's apartment. I don't care if you are in an apartment. I don't care if you have a home. Whatever it is, that is your kingdom. My kingdom right here is in Florida, and I'm on top of a hill, literally. When I look out my window, I'm in my office. When I look out my office window, I'm seeing rolling hills of greeneries and palm trees. God has increased my kingdom, but it didn't happen.
Ooh,
I boast in the things
of
God. I boast in the things of God. So when I tell people, I know what it's like to come from low and to rise to the mountaintop, literally. But it took work. And one of the things that we did was we recognized our dominant weakness. I taught on this before, but I said, let me refresh their memory, because this is so important. A lot of people, like we all, like to be flattered by what we do well. Everyone wants to be complimented. Oh, you speak so well. You dress so well. Oh, you're so intelligent. You're so creative. Look at you. You're a hard worker. You're a good mother. You're a good father. We love to be adorned. But one thing society teaches us is to hide our weaknesses and don't address it. If you want true prosperity, if you want a life style of blessings, if you want continual promotion, you're going to have to go in that closet, and you're going to have to search for those bones and skeleton bones in those closets. You're going to have to lift up that rug that you swept that dust under and now tackle that pile or that lump in that rug that has now been growing over the years because you have failed to tackle the dark areas of your life. There is no way. He said, I don't know anyone who moves in the anointing like the way the generals do. I listen when people speak, but I tell you, here's the reason why, is because we have addressed our dominant weaknesses. See, a lot of people don't want to do that. They want to just put a suit and tie over it. They want to just dress up their sin. They just want to dress up their flaws. They want to dress up their insecurities. But even as my daughter brought forth the scripture about how you got to give God your all, even your ugly side, not just your beautiful side after you got your hair done and your makeup on. You're like, oh, I'm ready, God. No, God want to see you with your makeup off. God want to see you when you take your bra off. God want to tell and talk to you when your hair is all over your head. He wants you to be vulnerable.
Amen.
Can I talk to someone? Can I just be honest with someone today?
Amen.
It's so important, because just like you make, because we live in a society that does not want to acknowledge our weaknesses, but God sees it all. He has created us. He knows that every human contains weaknesses. He knows that we are susceptible to sickness, to death, to failure. He knows that even as the wind passeth away, we cometh not again. We are soon to be here, but we are also soon to be gone. You can find that in Psalm 78 and 39, where it says, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. You got to understand that even though our life is short, as the Bible says, that our life is nothing but a vapor, just like a steam that you see when you're boiling water. You see the vapor very quickly.
Amen.
And then soon after, it disappears. We are here 1 second, gone the next. So in the short amount of time, the 30, the 40, the 50, the 60, the 70, the 80, God bless us, the 90, the 100 years that we are here on earth, that's still a small time, a small range of time to be effective on this earth. So he says, as you need to be effective, you need to be just as aggressive with your weaknesses. And he wants you to understand that one, it don't take a whole bunch, but just one weakness can destroy you. Just one weakness can lead you on the path of poverty. One weakness can keep you bound and actually living a lifestyle of curses instead of blessings. You got to understand that your refusal, it ain't on me, because I'm teaching you today. I'm telling you, Andrew and I stand in agreement as we tell you and share with you all of this information. It is not on us. So if you refuse to recognize your weaknesses, that means that's on you and your life and your lifestyle of blessings or curses. Because I tell you one thing, the generals are going to be okay. The generals are still living from mountaintop to mountaintop, victory to victory, because we learned the secret of recognizing a weakness, because we have no desire. No desire to sweep it under the rug. We have no desire to dress up a sin. We want to expose it and gut it out like a cancerous tumor. So you got to understand, your refusal to recognize it guarantees your destruction. You might think that it's okay. You might think, well, God knows my heart. I don't need to do nothing. I'm just human. You can use all of those cliches and those excuses if you want to, because that's what people do now. They're using it as a clutch. Well, I'm only human, and God knows my heart. Yes, he knows your heart, so he knows what's in your heart, and he wants to give you the tools to gut it out. He wants to create in you a clean heart. He doesn't want just to know your heart. He wants you to do some action, too, because a lot of people use that as a crutch and say, God knows my heart, as if God is supposed to just know it and do everything for you. Yes, if God knows your heart, then that should make you run to the altar that much more, because he's seeing exactly what's in your heart. Recognition of your dominant weakness, yes, it can save you 1,000 nights of tears. I told you, you make some decisions that keep you up night crying. Some of you all have been there. Some of you all are there. And I'm trying to save a lot of you all from being there in the future. It would save you from failure and devastation. So you got to understand that things that begin small can become huge. That's why you got to tackle it as soon as you recognize it. Well, at least I'm not killing people. At least I'm not raping people. At least I'm not stealing. So I just lie every now and then. I just cheat every now and then. I just cuss every now and then. I just desire a little lustful entertainment. I'm a woman. I have needs. For the most part, I live holy. But every now and then, I just got to get some. All of these things, the enemy likes to now take a big one and put it in a minute cute box and say, it's just a little bit. It's just a small box. Go ahead, open it up. You know, for the most part, you're a good person, but you can have fun tonight. Some of you all may have had, quote unquote, some fun over the weekend. Some of you all might actually be planning to make a bad decision or are already in a decision where you are talking and entertaining something that is not of God. But I've come to now expose it and shine a light on it. Check your decisions. Check how you are allowing the enemy to now beguile you and to think that now it is a small thing, because I'm telling you, the smallest things have the largest consequences.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.